Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the often confusing maze of self-care and well-being. Today we're diving deep into something that might feel simple on the surface, but trust me, it's more profound than you think. Creating a safe space for yourself to actually practice self-care. Ever get that feeling where you know you need to chill out, take a break, maybe light a scented candle and do some deep breathing? But then, life throws another curveball and suddenly you're back in the rat race. Stressed and running on fumes? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't just about face masks and bubble baths, although those are awesome. It's about cultivating a space both physically and mentally where you can genuinely recharge and connect with yourself. And that, my friends, takes intentionality. Think of it like this. If your mind is a crowded room with everyone yelling their opinions, how can you truly hear the quiet voice within? That's where creating a safe space comes in. It's about silencing the noise and carving out time for some honest-to-goodness self-reflection and rejuvenation. So, what does that look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own sanctuary of serenity. 1. Define your boundaries. This is like putting up a do not disturb sign, but instead of telling the world to back off, it's about setting limits with yourself. What activities drain your energy? What commitments leave you feeling overwhelmed? Figure out your personal non-negotiables and say no with confidence when necessary. Remember, saying no to some things is actually saying yes to taking care of yourself. 2. Declutter your space. You know that feeling when you walk into a messy room and it instantly weighs on your mood? Our physical environment has a huge impact on our mental state. So, take some time to declutter your surroundings, both physically and digitally. A clean space fosters a clear mind. 3. Embrace technology detox. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds? Taking regular breaks from the digital world can be a game changer. Schedule some tech-free hours each day where you engage in activities that truly nourish your soul. Reading a book, going for a walk, connecting with loved ones face-to-face. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, and appreciate the little things. You'd be surprised how powerful this can be in calming the mental chatter and bringing you back to center. 5. Invest in activities you love. Life is too short to spend it doing things you dread. Make time for activities that bring you joy and make your heart sing, whether it's painting, playing music, gardening, or simply enjoying a hot cup of tea while watching the sunset. These moments of pure pleasure are essential for replenishing your energy and finding balance. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, our friend who always seems to be running on empty. She juggles work, family, social commitments. It's a constant whirlwind. She knows she needs self-care, but the guilt of taking time for herself always outweighs the need. Then she remembers something from this podcast. Creating a safe space. So, Sarah sets aside an hour each Sunday morning. No work, no errands, just pure self-indulgence. She brews a cup of herbal tea, puts on some calming music, and lights a scented candle. Then, she does whatever brings her joy. Reading a book, taking a long bath, or simply enjoying the quiet solitude. That 1 hour becomes her anchor, a weekly reminder that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for her well-being. And as she practices this ritual consistently, she finds herself becoming more present, less stressed, and ultimately happier. Now, are you ready to create your own safe space? Remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about making small, intentional changes that add up over time. So, what's one thing you can implement today? Maybe it's setting a boundary with work after hours, decluttering your desk, or carving out 15 minutes for mindful breathing. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encourage each other on this journey to well-being. And remember, folks, you deserve to feel good, both inside and out. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.